You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First things first, talk to me about your hair.
I know. It's the first thing Marty next door at the sports station said this morning, too. What happened?
Well, I don't want to say it like that.
Yes, he goes, is your stylist left-handed? Yeah, she's at me pretty good. Made my way down to the barbershop, and I hadn't seen her in a while, so she did a number on me.
It's really short.
It always is after the first couple days. And
you know, it's a summer cut, as they say.
It's nice and cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my scalp's a little crispy, though. I was outside a lot this weekend, so it's a little sore.
It's,
short.
It's not like... remember I told you that story, what was it, two years or so ago when Gretchen went to get her haircut and she came out crying.
Yeah.
I think we ended up even doing a mind bender about the number
it's
of...
It's harder for the ladies if it goes bad.
Yeah, she was in tears. Yeah. I mean, she was in tears over her hair and, you know, I learned, you know, a long time ago that all you say is, you know, supportive things and, hey, I think it still looks great. You don't say things to your wife like, hey, it'll grow back out. You don't say that. I can say it to you.
Well, it's the differences between you and I. If Nicole came home, I'd be like, good God, what happened?
No, I read the situation right away, and I saw that it was not a time for joking around. So I was supportive, and I watched her eventually cool off.
Well, the nice thing is you can buy those extensions now on Amazon even. Because I went in and my sweet woman who cuts my hair, she usually has really short hair. And her hair was like down to her butt. And I was like, what did you do? She's like, I was bored during quarantine, so I bought hair off of Amazon. She's like, it's real human hair. I'm like, yeah.
Don't think that would work with you, though.
No, you can buy hair off Amazon. I had no idea. But it'll grow back. I'm fine. Whatever. It is a nice summer cut. It's nice and cool. Low maintenance. So I'm fine.
Get your hair off your neck.
Oh, girl.
What else this weekend? Anything good?
Spent a lot of yesterday cleaning up from the wind. Good God, what went on here? Did you see billboards knocked down, trees snapped, cyclones? Right. A big mess. So we did a lot of that yesterday. A lot of time outside. We're building these flower bed things out of stone in our backyard. So we did a lot of manual labor and... We went to the nursery and got some stuff to plant. And I guess the highlight would be visiting my grandma. We did get to spend some time with my grandma this weekend. She turned 85. So we went over for her birthday and had some dessert with her and had her open up a couple gifts and spend a couple hours with her. So that was kind of nice.
A couple hours. And then she ushered all of you out and said, now get out of here. I'm going to get a little birthday treat from my husband. Grandpa. Grandpa was raising the eyebrow at her.
Let's get her done.
There was somebody, I'm trying to think who it was. Somebody I saw, it might have been, I don't know. But they were talking about how their grandparents were celebrating their 72nd anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a moment.
It's a long time, isn't it?
They're married 72 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Impressive. Good for them.
I mean, you and Nicole could make 70 years if you both live a long life.
I guess
you're both in your 20s, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we could. Potentially. Yeah.
Think about Nicole having to put up with you for 70 years.
She'd be in heaven. She'd be happy as could be.
All right.
Yep. What'd you do this week? Anything?
I didn't do a whole lot. I've been busy working on a manuscript, so I've been doing a lot of writing this weekend, which was fun. But I was watching Gretchen and her daughter Zoe as they had busted out the sewing machine.
Hmm.
Yes. I didn't even know that we had a sewing machine, but apparently Gretchen's had one and moved it around with her in a case. Anyway, busted that out, had to order a part from online. And you know what they made this weekend? They made
pants.
Softy pants.
All right.
They actually made what are these on this show? We call them softy pants. They're like fleece, right? Pajama bottom kind of thing.
Oh, pajama pants. Okay.
House pants. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know,
soft, comfortable pants that you can lounge in.
Lounge pants, that some people call it. Anyway, we call
staticky
them
is what I call
softy pants on this show.
Staticky.
Anyway, they got this particular material and they were working on that. And then Gretch said, I'm going to make you a robe. Now, I think I owned a robe a billion years ago and I never wore it. Mm-hmm. But now suddenly I'm thinking,
you're into the robe.
I might want a robe. I mean, let's face it. I suddenly, besides Gretchen, I also have, you know, an 18-year-old girl who lives in the house. It's probably, instead of me having to get up every morning and get completely dressed to walk out
right.
of my room,
you could throw the robe on.
I could put a robe on. Now all I need is a pipe and some slippers, and I'll
yes.
be I'll be a 1960s sitcom character.
Still put something on underneath though, just in case there was a wind like this weekend, you know, and it just happened to blow open in the front. You don't want anybody seeing that. It was windy.
Anyway, so that was
all right.
The highlight. That's it. Now, what does that tell you about my week?